ربهم يتوكلون. وقال تعالى: ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected elders and brothers, generally in the month of Rabiul Awwal, we hear different bayans, naats, and programs on the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reality of the matter is that if from now till Qiyamah we praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will never ever be able to do justice to his status and the position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with. Different poets have expressed their love in different ways. One poet said, "Minni salamu ala man lastu ansahu." I offer my greetings to that being who I can never forget. وَلَا يَمَلُّ لِسَانِي قَطُّ ذِكْرَاهُ. And my tongue will never get tired of speaking of him. I can carry on speaking about him. I can go on for hours, for days, and carry on speaking about him. I never get tired. فَإِنْ غَابَ عَنِّي فَإِنَّ لِقَلْبٍ مَسْكَنَهُ. And if he's not in front of me, then he has got a place in my heart. وَمَنْ أَقَامَ بِفُؤَادِي كَيْفَ أَنْسَاهُ. And who lives in my heart, how can I ever forgive him? How can I ever forget him? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such a high status, such a high position. We are not even fit to take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if we wash our mouths with the water of the seven oceans, then too we are not even fit to take the Mubarak name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor and it is our good fortune that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even allows us to take the Mubarak name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just the very word Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you take the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you kiss your lips, showing you that love that we're supposed to have within our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such with the memes, and you join the two memes, Muhammad, you kiss your lips. This is the type of love we should have. There were some of the kings of the past, they would not even take the name Muhammad without wuzu. Even if they were calling someone else, they were dressing someone else, they were calling someone else, if they had to call the attendant or the servant and he had that name, if they did not have wuzu, they won't take the name. They said, without wuzu, we cannot take the name of Rasulullah. Some of the kings of the past, what level of respect and love they had for Rasulullah, we have to learn that. We hear of Sultan Muhammad Fatih. He was the conqueror of Turkey. A very powerful, mighty king, but also very pious and upright and just. He used to keep the picture of the Nalia Mubarak, the Mubarak shoes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, champal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would keep it in his turban. And he would say that your foot and your shoe will always be above our head. Meaning we will always be subservient to you. Whatever was your teachings, whatever you wanted us to do, whatever legacy you left behind, we're going to hold firm onto that. We're not moving away in any other direction. We're not turning to anyone else. We are like as though the servants of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Exactly what he told us to do, what he wanted us to do, we will do that. We will not do what we want to do, not what our desires tell us to do, not what the society tells us to do, but what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. What was his teachings? If he was living and he was here now, what would he have told us? What would he have advised us? And that we can understand from the Warathatul Anbiya, the heirs of the Anbiya, the ulama, who was holding firm onto the Sunnah, were not compromising. You learn from them. They will tell you, because they are the Warathatul Anbiya. They have inherited the knowledge from the Anbiya alayhimus salam. So you will get it from them. They will tell you now what to do, what not to do, how to live, what you need to stay away from. Our condition has deteriorated to such a condition. Allah protect. A lot of times you tell a person something he wants to know now. Where does that come in the Quran? Maulana, are you telling me I mustn't do this? Where it comes in the Quran? As though he took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam out of the equation. I'm only looking at the Quran Sharif. So how do you know the Quran is the Quran in the first place? Who told you this is the Quran? Where you got the Quran from? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought the Quran. You want to know what's in the Quran, you forgot about what he told you. The Quran Sharif itself is saying, the ayat I recited now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave you, you take it. وَمَا نَآكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. What he stopped you from, you stay away from that. So even though something may not explicitly clearly be in the Quran, but the Quran is already telling you, وَأَتِيُوا اللَّهُ وَأَتِيُوا رَسُولُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَبُونَ. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will fall on you. Anbiya alayhimu salam, they came in the dunya. What was the message? فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَتِيُونَ. Almost every Nabi coming with that message, fear Allah, obey me. I have come with the guidance, I have come with the guidelines, I have come to show you the life that you need to live. I have come to show you the road to Jannah. You want to go to Jannah, you have to follow the Nabi. You will have to follow his teachings. You will have to follow his Sunnah, his mannerisms, his ways. On the contrary, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran Sharif, Allah is saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. O believers, watch out, be careful, be wary. Don't take the Jews and the Christians as your friends. Don't take them as your role models. Don't take your direction from them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many, many ahadith, khaliful yahud, oppose the Jews. Khaliful mushrikeen, oppose the polytheists, the people who are making shirk. Khaliful majus, oppose the fire worshippers. Khaliful ahl al-kitab, oppose the people of the book. Not just follow, don't follow them, oppose them. Do the opposite of what they're doing. Don't go anywhere near their ways and their mannerisms, because that is taking you towards destruction. That is leading you now to Jahannam. Those people are treading the road to Jahannam. They are going to Jahannam. You're going to follow in their footsteps. Where are you going to end up? You're also going to Jahannam if you're going to follow in their footsteps. You follow the Anbiya. We follow the Awliya. We follow the Sahaba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. And we can never make enough shukr for this favor and ni'mat. Some pious people of the past, one of the shukrs they will make every day was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a great ni'mat. Without any application from our sides, without us being worthy, without us being deserving, we have received this great honor which Anbiya alayhimus salam were actually desirous of. Anbiya alayhimus salam, when they heard about the virtues of this ummah, when they heard about how great this ummah was, it was their burning desire that we also be part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it was not meant for them. They were nabis, they were great people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this great honor. If you look at the very name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how you translate Muhammad? You translate it as the praised one, the one that is filled with praise. Every aspect of his life, every facet is worthy of praise. In those days and times, they wouldn't keep this name. It wasn't a common name. But why did Abdul Muttalib keep this name for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So the ulama explained that Abdul Muttalib had seen a dream. Before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, he'd seen a dream that a chain came out from his back. One part of the chain went into the sky, the other part of the chain went into the earth. One went to the east, and another part went to the west. After a little while, this chain, now it turns into a huge tree in the dream. And every leaf of this tree is 70 times more radiant and brighter than the sun. Such a beautiful tree. People from the east, people from the west, they are clinging onto the branches of this tree. Even some of the Quraysh, they are also holding onto this tree. And there are some people that had evil intentions. They wanted to cut this tree. But every time they came forward, a young handsome man came and pushed them away. Abdul Muttalib realized that this dream has got some interpretation, it got some significance. So he went to the interpreters of that time to find out. And they told him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bless you from your progeny. Allah is going to bless you with a very great personality. This personality is going to be followed by the people of the east and the people of the west. He will be praised by the inhabitants of the skies and the inhabitants of the earth. And when he heard of this interpretation, that is when he thought, this is the best name to give Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the praised one. And remember, every facet in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is filled with praise. And if we want praise in this world and the year after, and we want to be worthy of praise and honor, then praise and honor doesn't lie in materialistic things. Praise and honor doesn't lie in worldly things. It doesn't lie in palatial homes or fancy cars. Praise and honor lies in following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The closer we get to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more we earn ourselves honor in this world and honor in the year after. Honor in the qabr, a person passes away, farishtas will honor him at the time of maut. Why? Because he followed the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He held firm to his deen, he held firm to his iman. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with this. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, the entire house was filled with noor. If we bring the sunnah in our homes, we start speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam within our homes, that house will get filled with noor. Start speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove all the negative elements. Take the TVs out, all the devices, all the different pictures of animate objects. Take all that out, the music, everything. And then start speaking of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam within our homes. Those homes will be filled with noor. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a baby and Halima Sadia had taken him to the Banu Sa'd to breastfeed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she says that the homes of Banu Sa'd became fragrant with the fragrance of musk. This baby just came there and the homes are now fragrant. All the houses are smelling with musk. This baby came, he brought the smell of musk, he brought barakat, he brought noor, he brought happiness. If we will bring the sunnah in our lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our hearts fragrant with the fragrance of musk. With the fragrance of musk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will beautify our character. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent at a time when the world was steeped in darkness. The entire world was filled with darkness. There was no remnants of even religion left, very, very little bit. Besides that, absolutely nothing, no remnants of religion. There's no goodness in the world. No goodness in the world. Only bad qualities, only oppression, only evil traits, sins, shirk. Imagine idol worship reached such a point that the Kaaba was surrounded with idols. The Kaaba, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba for people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Kaaba was surrounded with idols. This is the condition when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. At that time, the Arabs are such that no one wants to rule over the Arabs. One small argument and a war can continue for years. They just start one argument between two people. They're prepared to wage war, and that war will continue for years. These people regarded daughters to be an embarrassment, a humiliation, a disgrace. They were burying their daughters alive. Imagine taking the daughter, young girl, telling her, come, we're going out somewhere for some picnic, we're going for an outing, and digging a hole, and throwing her in, and covering the hole. This was the condition of the Arabs when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. And then when he came with this beautiful deen, when he came with the Quran Sharif, look at the revolution that happened. Look at what change came. These people then became Sahaba. They became guiding stars. They became beacons of light. They became luminaries. Now when we take their names, we make dua for them. They are an inspiration for us. Sahaba should be our role models. This was the barakat of the deen. This was the barakat of the Quran Sharif. This was the change that came about. The revolution that had come about. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to teach people everything. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even came to teach people cleanliness. Go and study the history and see people who now we look up to. And we praise them and take them as our role models. See how filthy and dirty they were. Other nations, I'm saying, apart from the Arabs, the other nations. People did not know what was to bat. Till now, all of these people don't even make istinja. They don't can't even clean themselves. So what was it? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come with this beautiful deen. He had come with the sunnah. He had come with this teaching. He came, he taught us how to live happily. How to live with harmony. How to live as human beings. How to join family ties. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us sincerity. He taught us honesty. He taught us generosity. The generosity that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed. No one can show that type of generosity. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us compassion. He taught us kindness. All these beautiful traits, these beautiful sunnats. We greet people. We make salam. We make dua for people. We make mu'anaqa. We embrace one another. Where did we get all this from? We got it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought this beautiful deen and he had presented it to us. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left out any facet of life. Whatever you want to find out, it's all recorded. Everything is documented. But we have to now understand how we apply it to our own lives. How we bring it within our own lives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even advised the husband, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. Things that the professors of the time, the intellectuals of the time, the geniuses of the time, problems they couldn't solve. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just solved it in a few words. Just if you listen to that few words and you ponder over it and you think about it and you apply it, you'll find that it can solve the biggest of problems. What he said, the best of you is the best to his wife. You thinking now the best of you is only the person who reads tahajjud whole night. Or you only make zikr. No, all that is very important. We're not undermining the importance of those things. But goodness is not confined to that. The best of you is the best to his wife. Wa ana khayrukum li ahli. And I am the best of you to my wives. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I will lead by example. Just study the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Study the different aspects of his character, good character. You want the highest level of good character. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that you are on sublime character. If Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is praising the character of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, can you imagine what level of character Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had? Hazrat Anas Radiallahu Ta'ala says, about 10 years he stayed in the khidmat and the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not once did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell me something I did, why you did this, or something I didn't do, why you didn't do this. Not once he told it. Obviously he got the message across to him, but in such a way that he didn't even realize that this message is being imparted to him. And he accepted that message. The sahaba said, we never saw any teacher like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not before, not after. There was no one that could teach us the way he taught us, the way he imparted those values and morals to us. So we are blessed, we are honored to have this great Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are honored to even just take his name. Let us ask ourselves, how much do we know about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much did we learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much attention do we pay to his sunnah? We can spend hours in entertainment centers. Can we spend hours and read Durood Sharif? We are desirous of the shafa and the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the day of Qiyamah, what is going to save us? We are desirous, we are hopeful. We are making dua, Allah must bless us with the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must drink from the mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, water from the hose kawsar. But you have to also do something from your side. You cannot just sit back and follow everything else and do everything else and completely forget about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll just conclude. Mona Ilyas Patel sahab, Damat Barakatum, recently he had a program in one place and he mentioned that some years ago there was some event happening. somewhere in the world, some sporting event, you know, something is happening there, how the whole world is glued to that. What benefit do they get from that? Only Allah knows. But anyway, one person seemed to know a lot about it. What was tennis, whatever it was. So he asked the person, I'm talking about many years back, he asked the person, who are the top players? So instantly he named 10 names for him. He took 10 names. This is the first person. That's his name. All international names. Names that are not even so easy to pronounce, but he even knows the pronunciation. He knows the proper pronunciation of those names. Okay, you know that. How many daughters Rasulullah ﷺ had? He said 3. So he gave the wrong answer. Okay, what were their names? He only knew one daughter's name, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. He didn't know the other daughters of Rasulullah ﷺ. You will go and take this test now with the youngsters, how many of them you will find them in the same position? Why? Because all everything else we have given importance to in our lives. But this is something we showed no importance. So let us at least try to start learning about, get a nice Sirat Kitab. There's so many Kitabs now in English. Even if you're reading few pages every day, one or two pages you're reading every day, you're teaching your children, you're learning, there's barkat in this. There's nur in this. Haji Dakhuda Rahmatullahi mentioned, he says this was a great buzurg now in Madina Munawara, some in recent times, Hazrat Mawla Badri Alam Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He says he should keep the Fazail Sadaqat on his pillow. One time in his old age he was bedridden, someone came and moved it and put it on the shelf. So he says, where's this kitab? He said, no, bring it back on my pillow. Because this kitab is filled with nur, and I can see the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh descending on this kitab. So these kitabs also got nur in it, they got barakat in it, they got goodness in it. This is what's going to bring about the revolution, the change in our lives. This is what is going to protect our iman in these days of fitna, when there's widespread corruption, there's widespread ignorance. This is what's going to protect the iman, our iman, and the iman of our families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding.